Good morning, this is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Actress Vicki Lawrence might not have been sitting at a soda fountain when she was discovered just out of high school in Southern California, but that's darn close to what happened. She was plucked from obscurity and dropped into a television series that would define the rest of her career.
Here she is in one of her most iconic roles on The Carol Burnett Show, Mama.
Mama, did you get the boys to bed okay?
Oh, those two are just precious, you know. They asked me if I'd read them a bedtime story, and I said, you think you deserve a story when your room is such a mess? And they said, well, Mama lets us keep it this way. And I said, well, your mama may like to live in a garbage can, but I don't, so let's just clean this mess up. So I made a little game out of it, you know? Eunice, have you ever thought of that? I mean, making a game out of cleaning up that pigsty you call her bedroom?
Millions of Americans remember her from that series and the spinoff Mama's Family that followed, and they know her as a recording artist and the host of her own talk show back in the early 1990s.
These days, though, she's also the public face of a campaign to bring attention and empathy for people suffering from a skin condition called chronic idiopathic urticaria, or CIU, a condition she herself has dealt with in the past. That brought her to Milwaukee a few days ago, and she joined us to talk about that role and those of years past. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
When did CIU first start to affect you?
I woke up one morning about 6 years ago with the palms of my hands itching. And I remember going downstairs and telling my husband, you need to buy a lottery ticket tonight because obviously we're coming into a lot of money because my hands won't stop itching. And we laughed about it. And after a few minutes, I just thought, well, there's something driving them nuts. As a mom, I'm like, okay, my first instinct is to go plunge them into ice water, which I did, stopped the itching, didn't think about it until the next morning when it was like Groundhog Day, same thing. I woke up with my hands itching. This is really weird. And I didn't think any more about it really until I was out walking the dogs later when the itching spread up my arms and all around my abdomen. I walked the dogs home very quickly. I remember saying to my husband, I feel like I want to go jump in the bay, the cold, the icy cold. I want to freeze everything. Anyway, he said, well, obviously you're allergic to something. We need to go to the allergist. We have a really good allergist in our community that I've used, you know, raising kids. I've used him over the years. And he said, oh, yeah, almost everybody breaks out in hives at some point in their lives. He said, we'll get it under control, not to worry about it. It goes away. You don't even think anything more about it. After about 6 weeks of trying everything, finally, the doctor said to me one day, I think you have chronic idiopathic urticaria. And I remember thinking, well, he has just lost it. What in the world? I was like, what? Anyway, chronic, come to find out, means that it's lasted for at least 6 weeks. Idiopathic means there is no known cause. The doctor cannot tell you why it is happening. And urticaria is the fancy doctor word for hives. So I went home and, of course, started looking on the web for answers. And there weren't a lot. There were people that were chatting about it, but they were just mostly asking questions and every bit as frustrated as I was. I mean, it's not something you really talk to your friends about because it's not like you're going to say, I can't come to the party tonight. I have hives. I mean, to me, hives was always like your mother-in-law's nervous breakdown, you know? You're marrying my son and she breaks out in hives. You know, it wasn't chronic idiopathic, wouldn't go away. It was just, this was crazy. I'd never heard of anybody that had it. Fortunately, our allergist was familiar with CIU and we were able to get my condition managed and I've been hive free for a number of years now. But after I was able to get everything under control, I decided I would throw my hives in the ring, help the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America put together this CIUNU website, which is basically an educational program. It's funded by Genentech and Novartis, and it's to help people realize that they're not alone and to give them some good answers and some tools. They're downloadable materials. It will encourage you to track your hives so that when you do get to the right allergist or dermatologist, you are armed and you can be proactive. And my story is on there. One woman said she cried when she found this website and said, oh, my God, Vicki Lawrence is sharing her story. I didn't know anybody else knew what I was going through. And I just thought that was so. And she said, I wish this had been around when I was going through my search. So that's why we're there. It's educational.
So there's no known cause for this, but as you found out, you can get it under control. What are kinds of things that that your allergist does with you to help you get it under control?
Well, I think what I learned is that it's going to be an allergist or a dermatologist, and you need to find one that's familiar with CIU. There are options for people. Each patient is different, and each person has to go on their own little journey. But my mission is to let people know how I went through it and just to make them feel better about taking charge of it themselves and knowing that there are ways to manage the condition.
You said when you first had these hives, you thought, well, hey, I think it's heat. I mean, are there actual triggers? I mean, do you find that there are
Well, that's the thing about it. There's no known trigger. I mean, normally when you break out in hives, you're sure it's something you're allergic to, like you changed detergents or you ate a bad shrimp or you know, something has changed. One of my friends said, stop drinking red wine. It's got too many tannins in it. That's what's doing it. And I can't need the wine is the only thing that's getting me through this.
Right now you have hives and you're miserable.
Yeah, but pass the bottle of wine.
So do you live today with this little germ of an idea in the back of your mind that someday, you said you've been without it for a couple of years, mm-hmm. but it could come back?
It could. Yeah, it's treatable. It's not curable.
Is it hard? I mean, you're a funny woman. Is it hard to have a sense of humor knowing about that?
Oh, I think, you know, my husband was my rock. My husband helped me through this. And I think we've been married 42 years because we do make each other laugh. But I honestly, this was, it was tough for him to stand by and watch and not know what to do to literally not what to do to help me.
Did it give you pause when you thought about, you know, perform? I mean, you live your life in the public eye, and this had to be a little bit concerning to you.
Yeah, I don't really talk about hives on stage.
Just on the radio.
And I'm sure Mama could not be bothered with hives.
Well, so you said it was 6 weeks before you finally got the diagnosis.
It takes, yeah, you cannot get a diagnosis of CIU, it's going to take 6 weeks. The doctor is going to want to know that you have been going through this for at least. But, I mean, I've talked to people that have been looking for years for answers and literally banging their head against the wall and going from doctor to place. And, you know, the way the health system is now, you may not actually get to the right doctor for a long time. So that's why this website is going to encourage you to keep a diary, track it. There's a whole tracking sheet there. It will encourage you to pick up your cell phone, take pictures of the hives, so that if you do end up at the right doctor's office on a day when maybe your hives are in remission, you'll be able to say, look, this is what happened 6 weeks ago. This is what happened yesterday, you know.
Why was it so important for you to be the public face of this?
Because I didn't find any good information out there. And I thought, why not? If I can help people, you know, so I and it's already on social media. I'm hearing, oh, my God, I think this is my daughter. I'm pretty sure this is I'm doing interviews in the TV studio. And the stage manager will say, I'm pretty sure this is my sister. I'm going to go call her right away. So I'm hearing feedback because I think people will just pay more attention if it's a celebrity. They might stay tuned for a second and or they might just remember, you know, I heard Vicki talking about this, or I saw something about this on TV. And I think just to get CIU out there in people's brains and make it more of a familiar term, there are 1.5 million of us that have it in the United States.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, more often women than men. But, you know, there are guys that are dealing with it as well. And I just think it's good to have the word out there. And I mean, now when you Google CIU, you'll come to us. You'll get to us. And there's a lot of good information on that website.
You know, we can't let this opportunity go by the wayside without talking a little about your career, if that's okay.
Sure.
I mean, we are just a few weeks, I think, just a few days since there was a Carol Burnett special on PBS.
There was,
some of her favorite sketches from the show. You know, when you think back, it's been a few years since that show.
Another lifetime, if you will.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, you must at some level think back on those days, and there must have been a certain amount of just really good fortune that you were in that place at that time with those people.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, and it wouldn't happen now. A kid off the street would not be picked up and thrown on a huge national stage like that.
They'd have to go through YouTube first anyway.
Exactly, or America's Got Talent or something. And it's seriously, I'm not sure that I had any I don't know. I mean, Harvey, when he first saw me, said, forget stage right, stage left. You can't even find the toilet. So I think being the team player that he was, he set about to teach me how to do comedy. So I feel like I got to go to the Harvard School of Comedy in front of America. And that wouldn't happen now. I mean, now, if you're not Carrie Underwood out of the box, man— the judges are going to send you away, and if they don't, America will send you packing, you know?
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
A different world.
Well, so what do you think that you and the cast and Carol and the writers, what did everybody on that show get that made it what it was?
Well, first of all, there was an amazing chemistry between all of the cast members, and I don't know that that's not just luck of the draw, but Carol— at the helm was and is everything that everybody thinks she is. She is just the most special lady in the world. There aren't a lot of people like her. And there certainly aren't a lot of performers like her. Very giving, very nurturing. And she just ran such a smooth sailing ship. All the right people in all the right positions. And then she and her husband was the executive producer. We'd just stand back and let everybody do their job. And consequently, it was a beautiful team effort, and it ran like a top, and it was just a blast to do.
Does it kind of spoil you for everything that comes afterwards? Or?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's only one other show I can think of that I have worked on that was even remotely similar, and that was Hannah Montana, because the crew, they had kids on the set. So there was no cussing. There was no losing your temper. There was no being an hour and a half late. It ran like a tight ship. It wasn't like doing it in front of a live audience, though. And Carol, you know, we did that show live on tape.
You know, you said that that one of the secrets was that Carol Burnett is exactly who people think she mm-hmm. is. What about who people think Vicki Lawrence is?
You know, I don't know if they even think about it. Most people come up to me and say we grew up together, and we sort of did. You know, we were all kids together, and they watched me grow over the course of that 11 years. But I honestly think people love Carol so much that we're under this sort of benevolent umbrella of love that everybody feels for her, and we get it whether we deserve it or not.
You're kind of giving me goosebumps. Do you think the, say, 30-year-old, 25-year-old Vicki Lawrence would be amazed that people are still talking about the roles that you played four decades ago?
Well, sure. We still talk about it, Carol and I and Tim, that it's been around that long, that it's lasted that long, that it's literally spanned this many generations. That, I mean, you don't think about that when you're doing it. You're only thinking about having fun and doing a good show. You don't ever think that it's going to have this kind of longevity. But we'll say we weren't really topical. And we were, darn, we were pretty funny. And it was a pretty show.
There are people of a certain generation, probably a couple generations, maybe three generations, who really remember that show as where they needed to be on Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yes, Mitch, Saturday night.
It was Sunday night late in the game, wasn't it?
Mm. I don't know. Maybe
I'm dating myself here.
Maybe it was, but I mean, I remember that killer Saturday night lineup. I mean, it was incredible. What was it? All in the Family and Mary Tyler Moore and Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great, great lineup.
And I will confess that Mary Tyler Moore throwing her hat up in the air in her opening credits, that was my bedtime in those days.
Well, yeah, and I've talked to a lot of people who said they weren't allowed to stay up to watch the Carol Burnett show. They had to put the glass against the wall and listen to it. Yeah.
Are you still able to capture in your mind what the feeling was at the start of a Carol Burnett show?
Oh, it was always exciting. It was always fun. I still get that rush when I go on stage. I mean, it's great fun entertaining a live audience. I put my one-woman show together a number of years ago, and I called it Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show. And we opened in my agent. I got this agent to book the show. And he said, we're opening in Vegas in June, baby. And I was like, oh, my God, don't we go to Ontario somewhere and do a little old in a little place somewhere? No, we're going to Vegas. And we literally pushed the furniture back in our living room. And I got a group of people that I trusted, some from Mama's family, some from my talk show that I did in the 90s, my family, people that I really trusted, my writing partner, to put this show together. And we worked hard on it, and we laughed a lot. But when opening night came in Vegas, I was like, God, I hope everything that I think is funny is going to be funny to everybody else. And I was nervous. This is a nervous wreck. And I still get that rush when I have stuff I know I want to share with people, and I don't wonder so much anymore because I found that we all laugh at most of the same things.
Who makes you laugh most today?
Donald Trump. I'm just kidding. I'm really just kidding. Who makes me laugh? Gosh. I mean, I think there are a lot of good female comedians out there now doing really good work. I read a Tina Fey article recently, and she said, we are doing funnier, better stuff than the men for half the price. So we're still in that predicament, aren't we? But yeah, I think there's some really funny women out there working.
And it really strikes me, you know, I've interviewed a lot of comedians over the years, and you sense that some of them are good comedians, and then you sense that some of them are just funny people who are able to channel it on stage.
Which would you say I am?
I would say you're a very funny person.
Oh, well, thank you. My husband might disagree with you. No, I'm just kidding. He would not. 42 years, and I think it's because we laugh at each other.
Well, you were a very funny person, and I feel honored to have gotten to spend a little bit of time in a studio with
you. Thank
you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, and best of luck in your work.
Thanks so much.
Vicki Lawrence is a longtime actor and comedian. She's best known for her roles on The Carol Burnett Show and Mama's Family and for her 1990s talk show. She's also a spokeswoman on behalf of efforts to bring awareness to chronic idiopathic urticaria. There's a link to more information about that work at WUWM.com.
And in case you'd forgotten, she also hit number one on the music charts in 1973 with this song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.